Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journals. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday, a heart for worship followed by church reboot, with your international brand ambassadors for Christ.
Woo! Show is hot out here. No? I don't mind though. Just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. But you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. And this is your host for A Heart for Worship, Becky Christensen Phillips. And I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in this morning. I'd love to say it's a beautiful, glorious day here where I'm at, but I got the joyous pleasure in all of God's beautiful creation to wake up this morning to our first real dab of snow, but I tend to call it sweet. I'm not giving in to the fact that it's snow, just because it's actually raining and it hasn't warmed up yet. So, yeah, it's technically snowing, but it's not sticking. It's wet, and it will be gone by this afternoon and back to hopefully beautiful fall weather in the great Northwest. So, anyway, I hope it's wonderfully beautiful where you're at, wherever you're listening, whether you're listening in the archives or if you're calling in. We just want to welcome you this morning. I just want to say thank you, of course, to all of our sponsors for all their continued support for our radio show that we bring you each Sunday morning. It's because of them that we are able to bring this broadcast to you and be able to minister to you wherever you're at. And that way you are filled up with God and have some time with Him no matter what your agenda looks like. So thank you so much to our sponsors. Before we go into worship this morning, I just wanted to read a psalm to you and say a quick little prayer, and then we're going to go into worship. But the show today on Church Reboot is Who Do You Turn To? And so, of course, throughout the week, I was just waiting to choose songs and which songs the Lord would want me to share with you this morning. So I hope that you enjoy the time that you have with the Lord this morning. I hope the songs that you chose for you really just warm your heart. And I think the scriptures that He gave me this morning are just that of encouragement. So this is why that we as His creation and His children are supposed to turn to Him and who we have as our Father in heaven. So we're just going to start out with reading Psalm 91 and a little bit of Psalm 92. We're going to pray and go into worship. Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plagues that destroy at midday and at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Now, I don't know about you, but to me that is just good news for me. Because, there's so many times in this day where you just don't know who your true friends are. You don't know who, your family can turn against you, your work can turn against you. Life in general just seems like it can just fall against you. But He says very clearly that He will be with you in trouble and He will deliver and honor you with long life. I want to encourage you now as we go into this time of worship. Psalm 92, right behind it, just tells us, "It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hand. How great are your works, O Lord. How profound are your thoughts." So as we go into this time of worship, just remember who it is that you can turn to, and remember that we are here to sing praise to our God because He is the one that is always there for us. I just want to say, Lord, thank you so much for your Son. Thank you for everything that you do for us because of your great love for us. It's unfailing, it's faithful, and it is for eternity. And I just ask, Father God, that as we go into worship, Father, that you would just open up our hearts, you would open up our minds, and that we would zero in and focus in on our time with you, and that you would just love on us as we love on you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's worship.
give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all this world, just give me Jesus. When I am alone, when I am alone, oh, when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus.
my desire for anything that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you and less of me.
Your spirit flows free. Let it find within me. Father and you are Son. As your Spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward. See your kingdom come and your will be done. I only desire to be yours, Lord, and yours alone. You alone,
as we end this time of worship, I just want to leave you with this devotional. The basic need of mankind is affection. Those who abide in him are objects of God's affection and love. You cannot say that you're friendless without Christ. And he has said, henceforth, I call you not servants, but I have called you friends. To you whom lament the fact that you have been bereft of affection and love in this life, I apply and command Christ. I happily commend Christ. He loved you enough to lay down his life for you. Not only that, but by his atonement upon the cross, he purchased the favor of God in your behalf. And now through him, you may be the recipient of grace and love of God without measure. Thank you for your love, Father, no matter where I am, in whatever situation, you are there loving me. Stay tuned for Church Reboot.
Now a message from our sponsor, EducateEtiquette.com. Have you ever been at a table with a group of people and there is one person being rude on their cell phone? Have you mentioned it to that person and they still do it as if they just don't care as much for those around them in the flesh as they do for their own personal thread on Facebook? It's even worse when you're around our older generation who really have a hard time understanding how people can form relationships this way. There is wisdom in their thinking, so please don't be rude. Put it away in respect, yourself most of all. Thank you for joining us on Soul Sister Enterprise, and please visit us at www.educateetiquette.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the Advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station, via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to our show. And Becky, What an incredible opening. Every single song that you chose, please know that my soul needed to hear it, because as you all know, we come together every Sunday morning here on 4 Radio and Soul Sister Enterprise, and we come from all over the country, and we have archive listeners that are listening to us from all over the world, and we just want to welcome you and say thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to that opening, Becky, again. Those songs were incredible. Please tell me how you chose them all. You're going to unmute yourself. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. You know, there isn't really any special formula. I just, you know, when you let us know what it is you're wanting to focus on each Sunday, I just say, oh, I love those songs. And I just go through my library, and they just kind of stick out like a sore thumb. And then he just tells me which order to come in, and there you go.
It's just incredible, because he does the same thing for me. And this morning I was going back and forth trying to figure out, because again, when you do something like this and you're walking way out of your comfort zone, please know that we don't claim to be anybody or anything. We're here because God said, you girls, lock arms, join voices, and show up every Sunday morning. And that's why we started this whole concept of this radio show, which started this radio station, and it's just a blessing, and I do it the same way. So I know that the Holy Spirit is here, and we're here because we do. When we're in crisis, we call on a certain name, and we're going to start the show. Kate, I see that you're here too.
Good morning.
To say hello. Good morning, good morning. And Marie, you're here as well?
I'm here.
Hello. Good morning. Kate, I would love for you to open us up in prayer if you could. And first, tell everybody how you're doing.
Oh, I'm doing well. God is moving in my life. I started a 21-day Daniel fast on November 1st, and I already see God breaking through and giving me some answers. I am amazingly blessed. I'm so grateful to him. Lord, we lift up this time to you. Our hearts are hungry for you, Lord. We hunger and thirst for you. Fill us up, Lord. Refresh us. And just speak to our hearts about who we do go to when everything goes wrong and we have no one to talk to and we don't know the answers, Lord. Just lead us and guide us and bless us and refresh us, Lord. Let us leave this time feeling renewed spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally, and ready to move on with our week. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, I just want to thank everybody for joining us today, and again, our archive listeners. And every week, trust me, when I'm preparing to do this show, and God is, you really do work for him when you commit to doing a show like this, because when you don't come from being a pastor or a pastor's kid, or I mean, really, I come from a very secular, you know, concept doing this show, and I'm humbled because we are all walking through certain things, and these seven women that God has brought together under this enterprise and this network, I'm blessed to be around, because we get to really view each other's walk and really intimately get to know each other, just because we are able to see him through each other, and this is why we trust each other. And so I know we've talked about this topic before, but I find it a topic that I need to really, really look at right now, because we're practically walking through a whole lot of stuff, and a lot of us don't know and don't have the answers to why things are happening around us, especially in Greece. God bless everybody in Greece and the confusion there and what's happening, you know, with the country, and also what's happening with certain people in my family there. And just, again, there's what do we do when we're in the middle of a wait? What do we do? Who do we call upon when we're really in trouble? And there's something to this. as I am an accountability coach, and we have different clients from all over the world. And what I'm noticing, and there's a huge trend, and even with certain people around me and in my life and people that are distant from my life now because of choices that I've made, but I've watched them take an avenue. And maybe one of you guys can help me out with this, because, again, I try to stay really ignorant of this stuff because God kind of practically educates me on this. But I know that it's, quote, unquote, a new age kind of thinking where you no longer need a savior because you understand that you are the ultimate universe and, well, you're God. What concept is this? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Kate, Marie, Becky?
This is Kate. Yeah, I'm really familiar with it because it basically – now, see, this is the problem, is that Satan takes a little bit of truth and wraps a lie around it, or vice versa, where he takes the truth on the outside and is a big lie on the inside. And it's true that we are created in the image of God. We do have authority over many things. We do have some capacity through the words that we speak to actually affect our own reality, but not in a hocus-pocus magical kind of way. It's just the power of the Word of God when we use it as a weapon in life. What happens with the New Age movement is they say basically they are their own God. Like you said, they don't need a Savior because the divine exists within them. Now, see, there's a little bit of truth there. We are made in the image of God, and the Holy Spirit as a Christian, He does abide within us, and we are supposed to be walking in the same power that Jesus did. But it's through Jesus. It's not through our own or some other spiritual forces, and that's the issue. There are spiritual forces available in the world to people who reject Christ, and they can tap into those, and there is a form of power there that can be deceptive. So it's a big deception that steers people away from Jesus Christ as their Savior and makes them their own Savior. That's the danger right there.
You know, again, Becky, I was in just really focusing on the songs that you've chosen this morning to open us up, and because, again, this topic is intense, and I can feel it in my soul how intense it is and how humbling it is for me, because I'm very small in this area, and I really rely on this name so much because I know that I'm so nothing without Him. And Him, let me ask you a question, all three of you. When you think of Jesus, when you think of Jesus Christ in the Christ consciousness, do you think of it in the male or the female, or do you just think of it as Yahshua? Becky, let's start with you.
Well, I think ultimately that Jesus was a man, and he walked this earth, and he was a real person created by God. So I obviously, when I think of Jesus, I think of him in man. But I think in spirit form, because it says very clearly in the Bible that when we worship God, we're supposed to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so He is spirit. But I draw upon the strength of that spirit that was within Jesus when He was here on this earth. And that spirit is what abides in me. And if he can manage all that He managed and glorify God the way He glorified God, then that is, it's my duty and honor to do the same.
Thank you. You're speaking to my soul. Kate, your thoughts?
Well, the same as Becky. I mean, Jesus was a man, and God refers to Himself as the Father in the Bible, but He said he didn't, in Him, there's no male or female, Greek or Jew, so we're all equal in Him. But, you know, to me, He's my Father, and Yeshua is just a Hebrew name for Jesus. It just means Savior. Christ means anointed one, and that same anointing is available to us. But I can't think of it as just a force. It's Him. I have a personal relationship with Jesus, the man, through the Holy Spirit that lives in me. So for me, it's Jesus, and I don't have a problem with that. It's who He is to me. It's who He's always been to me.
Marie, your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, I'm in total agreement with Becky with what she said, and I do believe that He was a man that walked upon earth because God said He sent His Son, you know, and we all know that son means male. So, you know, but whenever I think of Him, he is a spiritual being to me, that someone that dwells within my heart, and someone that I worship daily. I mean, You know, without him, like you said earlier, without him, I'm nothing.
I'm sitting here, and again, I totally do this with the Holy Spirit, and I'm very aware of it. And the song that God has chosen for the first thing that we're going to do here, I think it's really bringing me to a place of why I've asked the question, why it's come up as far as my own personal walk and where I am and what God is teaching. There are a lot of little girls out there who've had their heart broken by men. And I just want to share with them that God is the ultimate father. And yes, men can hurt some women out there to the point where they just want to fill up with the feminine divine. And I understand it. I understand it so much that that's why in 2001, I didn't have one conversation with the women on the island of Crete, but I knew it was the Spirit of Jesus Christ through them that filled me up with a divine feminine that I've never experienced before in my life through him. I knew it because I recognized the one, the only, through them. And I really think we're at a place that no matter what, where we are, where we stand, what we believe, what we know to be the truth, is what we have, no matter what is coming at us, no matter what is being thrown our way, that we stand there and just know that he is the one. He is the one, our Father God, the Spirit of Yahshua, the Spirit of God, the Spirit through Jesus. And yes, he was a man, but he was a safe, safe man. And this is why it's so important to really understand who this human man was who God sent down for us to use as an amazing example and mentor and guru, whatever you want to call him. But wow, once you get that he is the one to follow, it just makes it so much easier to open up, to confess those things with your friends that you see him through them. So I just want you to sit back and listen to this first song that I wrote down. I'm the one. Okay, one, number one. The other thing, too, about the one, I always stress that there's one in three little girls out there by the time that they're 18 are going to get hurt. And I am so sorry. I'm so sorry that it's hurt. But that one, he knows your name, and he has taken your place. So I want you just to sit back and listen to the words of this song, to be with you, and really understand who and what we're calling upon when we use his name, who is the one, the only way, the only light, the only life.
Can't be that bad when it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on blue.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
Yeah.
Deep inside I hope.
together, baby. You can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile. When it's through, it's through. A big twist of both of you. Come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
I'm the one.
Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waiting on a light of
waiting
green and
on
blue.
The line. Yeah, just to be
the next to be with you.
Romans 10:13, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I want to now switch after we've listened to that song for women to understand those who are walking through the wait, WAIT/WEAIGHT. And there's women and men that are winning. It's really important for us to understand that he loved us so much that not only in our friendships, but in our relationships, we need to be able to see the one, know the one, understand the one that is coming to us through other people. And this is where discernment comes in. And those that truly understand, those who really know that God is the one that builds up our confidence. And truly, we will know because we will be able to recognize that one. So wait, because it is by his example that God will show himself. So wait. So the next thing I have been going through and walking through is really trying to understand, as God has taken these seven incredible souls and we've locked arms together and we're walking this incredible path. And again, each one of us, if I could really show each one of you my perspective, it's really so incredibly clear that we're here at a time such as this in order for us to be able to use the power of his name in not only in our prayers, but through our actions, through the things that we do. And one of the things that happened this week, and I really want to pray for one of our team members, but one of the things that happened this week is she needed to be able to call upon somebody. And one of the things when you're dealing with leaders, it's hard for us to go to somebody and lean on them. And I really want to stress this right now to the seven that are here on the Soul Sister Enterprise team and those that are listening and our guardians and our sponsors, and really to understand, again, when you're in a place where you may be in the only light in that dark space and nobody recognizes, or they've done worse, they've turned their back on his name. This is something I don't understand, so I guess I'm going to stop for a minute and ask you three some questions again. Once you understand the power of the name of Jesus, you understand what that means, you truly get it in your spirit, how can you turn away from it or think that it's less important. Have any of you ever turned your back on his name? Let's start with Marie.
I don't think I've ever really turned my back on him, but I know that I wasn't as strong as I am today with him. And so if you're not that strong, as you know, as close as you should be to God, I mean, I know we always strive every day to grow as closer and closer and closer and stronger in him, but I wasn't at a good place where I should be with him, and so it was easy for me to be pulled away.
Okay. Kate, what about you?
Well, I became a Christian in college when I was 18, and I did not really get the Christian walk. After about 6 months, I fell off the turnip truck, but I never stopped believing in him or talking to him. But I had put up a wall. He didn't, but I did. I just said it was too hard. I can't do it, Lord. Can't be a Christian. And then just about 6 years later, I came back to him through the influence of another Christian. I just saw how she was upfront about her faith, where we worked. She had no problem with the Bible on her desk or talking about God. And I started going to church again. And then from then on, since from the time I was 23, I've been clinging to him like a life raft. I cannot imagine my life without him. Once you get so close to him, I don't think I was with him long enough at the first time to get to know him well enough and really know how much he loved me. And rather than seeing the judgment of other people against me, I should have known how much he loved me. If I had known that, if I had felt his love for me, I wouldn't have walked away that first time. And that's the thing I don't get is I just can't imagine my life without him. He's like the air I breathe. He's just, even if I get distracted with my life and start slipping away a little bit, there's something always that brings me back because I love him so much. I know he loves me, and you can't find that love anywhere else.
Okay. Here's a question, Becky. I'm going to ask you a different question. When and because you've seen a lot more people come to Jesus under the Christian umbrella than I have, how do we, and Kate, you may want to help with this question too, how do we inject that power, that love power of what we feel through Jesus into brand new believers so we don't lose them 6 months after they choose to walk this path? Becky?
Well, for me, I think it's first and foremost something that I'm learning right now, and that is we can never really be the person. All we can do is plant seeds. We're just planters. Jesus is the ultimate one that brings them into salvation and is the one that turns their hearts. So really, when you have new believers, our best defense and best protection for them is just prayer and standing with them in prayer and loving them, because that's what Jesus called us to do, is love our neighbors as ourselves and to love him. So I think I know that for me in my walk, once I became saved, or once I was saved, I stumbled. I was a new Christian, but I had an encounter with Christ. And so really, that should really be everybody's heart cry for new believers, is they have an encounter with Christ, one that wakes them so wide awake and hits them so deeply to the core, they're not moved. They know that they know that they know Jesus is who he said he is. And that was something when I came to Christ that our pastor said to us, is that, you know, when you walk out of this church, you're going to ask yourself, how do I know? How do I know that I'm saved? How do I know that I'm going to go to heaven? How do I know? And they encouraged us to just continue to pray that God would reveal himself to us in such a way that we would know. And you know, God's word does not return void, and that's something Grant Schick, you know, reminded me the other day. It doesn't matter what words you put out there. God's word, as long as it's his word, will not return void. And so you can stand on that word, and I think that's really what kept me in my faith, even when I pulled away or was distant. You know, God never moved. I moved, but he didn't move. So for new believers, I just think it's just prayer and love.
Encounter. Kate, you have seen face-to-face a couple of the clients that God has brought into my path you know, right now. And there's no coincidences at all. Trust me, there's no coincidences. So how do you, knowing my client base, and again, I'm coming to you and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come and guard and protect all of these things because we're walking through, how would you best describe how we as people that are walking before before all, really, because God is bringing them, okay? God, you know, if you build it, they will come. Well, they're coming, right? So, Kate, how do we get them to have an encounter? How do we get them to have an encounter?
Well, it's like the saying goes, you may be the only Bible that someone reads and the only Jesus that they see. So I see what Jesus did with his disciples who were ignorant fishermen, uneducated. He just discipled them. That means they hung out with him. He loved them. He occasionally taught them, but they watched him. And those new believers are going to be watching us. Do we care about them? Do we invest time in them? Do we help them when they need help? Are we there when they need some advice? I think just loving them, like Becky said, they need to have a desire to seek God. But once they have that desire, our job, I believe, is to love them the way Jesus loved his disciples and just be there for them and be an encouragement, not ever judging them, but just encouraging them and lifting them up and just kind of pulling them alongside of us. And that's what I wanted, and that's what I got when I was a new Christian.
It's amazing. Again, I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit to run this show, and so we're going to go right into the next song, and all the words that I have written there, we have touched base. You might be the only Jesus someone sees today. And I know that if I flinch for 1 second on that thought when I'm in front of anyone right now, I'm treading on thin water. So it's an incredible thing. But one of the things that I do know, and I am leaning upon this team, and I know you know it, I am leaning upon you. And I think it's really important that we really start to lean upon each other. It says that we're supposed to lean for strength on our friends to help us carry on. And there's one other thing, that there's no pride, there's no ego. When you have chosen to be an ambassador for Christ, there's no ego here. You have chosen to throw the pride away because you are representing him, and there is no room for your ego when you are representing him, just straight up. So it's truly, truly an amazing place to be. So I want you guys to sit back and listen to this song, because I am calling upon my sisters, because I am understanding very clearly that sometimes when those that really have loved God and they've been hurt, they turn. And really, it's a time when you may not understand who or what is leaning on you, but if you are standing strong in the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, with his blood all around you, and you know for a fact that the seven total are doing the same, then lean on them, for prayer is the power that gets us through. So call upon your friends. Lean on me. Funny because I find myself more and more with the people that God continues to bring into our lives. It's interesting. We're calling upon people. I've asked more than once for everyone to send out, tell everybody, post it, let everybody know, promote your shows, call people to listen, call upon them. And as I'm hearing the words to the song, and I'm listening to myself tell my clients, call me if you need me. And it hit me just like a wet balloon. Bam, okay. You might be the only Jesus someone sees today. And these people are becoming more and more attracted to what we are doing under Four International and under every aspect of what we are doing. It's incredible to watch the growth of what is going on. And I simply think it's because we're asking. Isn't that ironic? We're asking, and not only that, but we're asking in Jesus' name. And this is John 14, 13 through 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And truly, I listen and I read that, and I know that when we are asking them, call me, what we're really truly is asking them to, whatever it is that you are attracted to in us, call upon it. Come and listen to it. Listen to what we're doing. Truly, it is all by the grace of God, and He is glorified through everything we do on this station and through Four, which is really our undercover ministry, followers, offering restorative education to whom? Those who we seem to be attracting. And you know, Kate, tell me how you have been watching what's been going on and watching what's been weaving over the last 7 months that you have been in this whole team. What have you noticed?
I've noticed just God is pulling the pieces together, and we start out with an idea and we throw a bunch of things up against the wall, and then the things that God wants are the things that actually stick to the wall. I see God, the Holy Spirit, working in the background and knitting our hearts together and getting us on the same page. So I think it's a pretty amazing thing to watch.
It's amazing. And Marie, you've been watching me since 2005, and you've been watching from a distance, and we've kind of hit back and forth, but over the last 7 months as well. You and Kate kind of came into my life right when a whole bunch of changes were going on, but you've known me for a very long time. So I want you to share how you see what's been evolving, especially in the last 7 months.
Well, I actually can see a lot of change in you, really. I see you growing stronger in God and God doing a lot of things through, for, and Soul Sister Enterprise.
It's just, and I see it.
It's incredible, really.
But look, Kate, and you know what I'm going to say, Kate, is true. Marie, you are a reflection of the changes that we are all making in order to collectively come together to individually glorify God. It's incredible. It's incredible to watch. And you, my dear friend, Kate, tell me how different Marie is now from when you first started talking to her.
Well, Marie, it's like night and day, because when I first started met you on Facebook, I think you were in so much emotional pain, and it was just, I could tell it through what you were communicating to me, but now I just see a woman who is grounded in the Lord, who knows who she is, who loves God, and who stepped up, and you're now a leader. And I love that, because God takes the broken things and makes it, broken people, I should say, and makes us into leaders. That's where Maria and I came from also. It's just, that's who we can use, the people who feel like they're not worth anything and have their own huge issues to deal with, but as he walks us through our issues, we can walk somebody else through at the same time, no problem. So that's the incredible thing. And Marie, you are just an amazing woman of God, and I'm so blessed to have you in my life and have you as my soul sister.
Yeah, it's so great. And again, Marie, it's funny because Susie is the one that brought you back into my life. You were a guest on Susie's show, and I go, okay, God bless Marie. Here she comes, God. Here she comes again. Okay. Because, again, I there's certain level of crisis people that I can deal with, and that is why God made you the crisis consultant. Okay. And so it's just been amazing. And one of the things that I've learned, and I'm going to go right into this next song, because some of us, again, whether you're dealing with God or whether you're dealing with a relationship, a girlfriend, a girlfriend, right, Kate? My gosh, I may make one mistake the other day, and wow, girlfriend means something totally different these days, okay? A girl who is a friend, your relationships that you have, sometimes especially, and I'm sharing this information with a few people that are going through separations and divorces right now. Sometimes you find yourself in a place where you just need to hold on loosely. You know, don't let go. And there are certain times in my life that God has said to me, you can back up from this one, but don't turn your back on this one. And sometimes the hardest thing that we have to learn is to die to our flesh. And we do that by learning how to hold on loosely. And so this next song, you know, a lot of changes happened, and it rocks our foundation, but we can confidently hold on in Jesus' name and hold on loosely, because truly his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. And it's just also something I want to share with women out there, or men, who are waiting. Again, there's a lot of weight in waiting, especially if you're in your older ages like some of us. But truly, we need to hold on loosely and really pay attention to those that God is bringing around us. And just hold on loosely. So just sit back and listen to the words.
You see it all around you.
as you all know, walking this path is not an easy path. And you truly have to know the name of Jesus and the power behind it in order to walk this path. Truly you do. Holding on loosely, as you both know, Kate, that song, what does holding on loosely mean to you? And especially, I think you, of all of us, know how to do this better than anyone just because God has graced you with 10, you know, 9 really solid reasons to learn how to do that and live in patience. How do you think, how do you do that? How do you hold on loosely?
Well, it was a hard lesson for me. It was when I lost all 9 of my children. Well, I have an older daughter that didn't live with us, but I lost 9 children, had them taken away from me. And that's when I realized that they were kind of what I would say idols in my temple. There were things that I had put ahead of God, and it took me having them taken away to realize they weren't really mine. God had just given them to me and blessed me with my children to raise them up in Him and to love them and as He would love them. And so when I got them back, it was I knew to hold loosely because I know what it's like to have nothing, literally nothing but Jesus, and He was enough for me. And so with every relationship, especially with my kids, it's so easy to judge your kids and try to make them be what you think they should be. And I've had to learn not to even try to do that because it doesn't work. When I did try, it was totally a failure. So just holding loosely to me just means you trust that God has brought the right people into your life, and when they're no longer right in your life, that He will remove them, and just trying to be a blessing in their life as much as possible. Even with my kids, I always try to be a blessing to them and point them back to Jesus, but I can't force them to Jesus as much as I would like to. Just means Amen. Trusting God with the relationship.
Oh, wow. Marie, your thoughts about holding on loosely.
Oh, wow. It's a hard lesson to learn, really, because I think for me, I held on to a lot of stuff that kept me in bondage, so to speak. And once I let go and let God, everything was much easier.
It truly is an incredible thing. And the last song, we're going to end the show with it. So I'm going to have Marie, you're going to close us out in prayer. And the last, and ironically, and there's no coincidences in life, the last song is 3 minutes and 33 seconds long. And that is John 3:33, and it truly just states, once you know that God is the truth, you know that what you're standing upon, what you're believing in, that you know the Trinity is real. You are dealing with a Holy Spirit that is within us and within others, and you are dealing with forces that are not of flesh and blood, that they are of you know spirit beings, and it's just an incredible place for us to be. So we're going to end with this song, and it says, you know, it's called Close Your Eyes. And again, I want you guys just to listen to the words of this song and truly understand the power of the truth and really just stop and search within you, because this is what I know to be true, because God has taught me the Bible this way. And people can say whether they believe it's true or not, or it really doesn't matter. The truth is still the truth today as it was yesterday, and it's going to be the truth tomorrow. And what I have learned coming into this world as a Catholic and really not understanding the Bible, that everything that He has practically put me through, I have learned and been educated through the truth, and the truth has set me free, and I have found that truth in a book called the Bible, and it's an incredible lesson to learn, and I'm not here to, you know, it's just the truth, and it's once you understand it and you get it, you just simply close your eyes, and He does deserve all the glory because it's His strength. The name of Jesus is powerful because it is the spirit of who I am, who God is. We have that within us. God left it with us through Jesus. in the Holy Spirit, and it's an amazing connection when you finally put it all together. And so I really just want to end it with you listening to the words and understanding that he's looking. He is looking for us. He searches for us just like we search for him. Those that are really searching for us, it's kind of like, you know, you're watching all your kids, but those that are running towards you, you can't help but look and search for those that are running towards you. It's an incredible place when you finally just let it all go and run towards him. So really what I see is that he's looking for armored up angels. And that's who these seven women that God has collectively brought together, because we talk Ephesians 6, 12, 10 through 12 all the time about the armor of God and really making sure we have armored ourselves up, because we asked for this, ladies. We asked to become leaders of our communities. We've asked to become leaders and not use anything that we have gone through in vain. And all of us individually have gone through horrific things. And it's an incredible place to be, because we have that power of that truth, knowing that we were all promised Psalms 37:4, that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he shall give us the desires of our heart, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came and showed us the way. It's an incredible place to be when you can close your eyes and just know and understand that truth. And truly, we are the reflection of him. We may be the only Jesus someone sees today. And when you are a light in a dark place, truly, when those people that are in that dark spot are searching for the light, please humble yourself and know that it might be you that they're looking at. And wow, what an incredible humbling experience. So you better armor up. You better understand the power of his name and understand that we are here to be his witnesses of our testimonies. So Marie, will you end us in prayer? And we are going to close it out with a song called Close Your Eyes. And I really want you to listen to the words. So Marie, close us out.
Father God, we thank you for what we've heard here today. Lord, we thank you for this team of women. Lord, just continue to fill us up with your word and help us to always keep your armor upon us. And Lord, just help us to be as humble as we know how, and just let our light shine before those that they would see you through us. And we praise you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Close your eyes, let me tell you all the reasons why. Think you're one of a kind. Here's to you, the one that always pulls us through, always do what you gotta do. You're one of a kind. Thank God you're mine. You're an angel dressed in armor. You're the fear in every fight. You're my life and my safe harbor, where the sun sets every night. And if my love is blind, I don't wanna see the light. It's your beauty that betrays you. Your smile gives you away. 'Cause you're made of strength and mercy, and my soul is yours to save. I know this much is true, when my world was dark and blue, I know the only one who rescued me was you. Close your eyes, let me tell you all the reasons why. You're never gonna have
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sista Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.